Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Yeah, hi, Dennis. It's Fidel from Happy Healthcare. How you doing, sir?
Great, Fidel. How you been?
Good. I just got your message and your email here. We were actually going through some paperwork here. I've been talking to my sister, and to be honest, you know, like, we also been shopping around as well, and we got approved by this one by this one company already. So now, to be honest, we're debating whether we should take this offer or if we should find another offer.
Well, I'm glad you called me. I definitely, you know, let me know what it is, and I'll see if it's something I can compete with. If I can, I can. If I can't, you know, I can't. I can definitely let you know, though.
Yeah, it's basically we got a $45,000 loan through CMS funding, and I guess they're going to take monthly, weekly payments of how much was it? It's like $832 or something a month, somewhere around that.
Probably a day, right? $832 a day?
They're going to charge me weekly every Wednesday.
Oh, okay, $832 every Wednesday, okay. Sounds like a pretty large loan amount. Oh, you said $45,000. Okay.
Yeah, $45,000. Yeah. And the only reason why it was so easy with them because they just wanted bank statements. We didn't have to hunt down the tax reports, the tax forms.
Gotcha. Okay. No, I definitely. I mean, just doing the math on that. I don't know how many weeks are in a year.
They're going to do. And it's for 18 months. 18 months.
A week.
And there's 52 weeks in a year.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought that was right. So,
yeah.
52 divided by 2. It's going to be 26 plus 52. So, it's a total of 78 weeks, it looks like, times 832 per week. It's going to give you a total payback of $64,896. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's going to be like a $20,000 interests or something, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we can compete with that for sure. Should be able to do a weekly payment as well. That's just so you know, that's 44 cents on the dollar. That's the way these loans are calculated. They don't have an APR or anything of that nature. It's
okay.
It's a factor rate of 1.44, a little bit over that actually. It's a 1.442, so you know, rounded down, 1.44 is what I come up with. And just get that by dividing the total cost by the actual loan amount. So, yeah, I think we can definitely compete with that and get you a better offer for 18 months as well.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got the bank statements all filled out. I mean, I got those already in PDF form. Now I'm just like, I think I have the tax statements here because you guys definitely need the taxes, correct?
We only need a couple pages. How did you file? Is it a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC?
Corporation.
Okay, so I only use the 1120S form that just shows your gross revenue. That's usually one of the first couple pages there. And then the Schedule K-1, which shows ownership percentage.
I don't know which one that would be.
It's probably a little further down, but it's called the Schedule K-1. Really, are you the only owner of the business?
No, it's actually my sister's name.
Is it? Okay. And she's 100% owner?
She's 100% owner, correct.
Okay, so yeah, usually the way those look is it'll say Schedule K-1 on the upper left-hand corner.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here, Schedule K, yeah.
Just has her name about halfway down. It'll have her name and then her social and say 100% owner.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two I need. And then just the 6 months of bank statements. And our application signed. As far as the application goes, you don't have to fill all of it out. Just, you know, things that are common sense stuff on there. Also, just the business start date, your corporation, I can look that up with the Secretary of State, and how much your monthly rent or mortgage is for the business property.
Okay, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think it's the exact same application as, I was just looking at it. It looks exactly the same as I filled out as a CMS funding one.
Yeah, a lot of them are really similar. They.
Yeah, I'm about to say, is this the same? But yeah, I'm like, okay, well, cool. Yeah, so I'll just transfer everything over. The only thing, she's not in the office right now, so I cannot grab her signature. Would that be okay for now? Or do you need me to send it over until she signs it?
We'll need her signature, but just get it over to me, and maybe they'll overlook it, come back with an approval, and say, oh, hey, we need a signature.
Okay.
Between now and then, and I get it submitted and I catch it, I might get an approval. Otherwise, you know, she might be in the office between now and then, too. I'm you guys are located in California as well, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we're here in California. And I originally put in the loan request with CMS 50,000. So should I just leave it the same 50, or should I put in 45? Because that's what we got approved.
Well, what we do is we lend off the annual sales, and we usually lend right around 10%. I'd say anywhere from 6% up to 10%, even higher sometimes, of the annual sales. So we always put in for the max approval as it is.
Okay.
So what would this annual sales last year?
And what would that be under?
It's actually on the schedule on the 1120S there. It's just about a quarter of the way down on the right-hand side. It'll say gross receipts, something of that nature on there.
Let's see. Ordinary business income, would that be it? No?
It might be it. It's usually about a quarter of the way down on the right-hand side. It's the top line of the 1120S there, where it starts just calculating everything. There's actually a couple pages of the 1120S, so you might be looking at
at the wrong one.
But it's if you go to the next page on the 1120.
Yeah, I know that we have a lot of deductions, so you know,
that's good.
Deduct.
Well, that's why we lend off of your gross.
Yeah.
Get a good tax guy and you can do that. Go for it, man. That's what it's all about. But
yeah, you know, I'm sorry. I'm guy when it comes to this, it's like reading a foreign language.
That's all right.
With numbers.
Not a problem.
But,
if you want to
fax this over, because I would probably have this fill out this application really quick, and I have all the paperwork with me. So what I can do, I could just.
You can just send the whole thing over if you want, then I can go through it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm just going to send the whole thing over. I guess what's more secure, or do you have a secure website that I could upload all this, or should I just fax it over?
Well, the fax is an e-fax, so it's secure. It actually generates your loan documents, or not loan documents, but the documents into a PDF, and it goes directly to my underwriter as a secured email. So.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll fax it over, which I think it's the same fax number you have in your email, right?
On
your
it is. Signature. It's a yeah. It's 888-234-0177.
Yeah, 234-0177. Okay, cool deal. Okay, well, give me like about 15 minutes. Let me just fill out the application and print everything out, and then I'm gonna fax all that stuff over and just see what you think. I'll give you a call just to confirm that you received it.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
All right, great. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay.